the massive fair play to all the people to sign the petition to bring it this far. Joe Morgan and his team for getting it this far, and the Coleman Legal and all for getting it this far. And most of all would be Luke Byrne Flanagan for listening to the plight of us Donegal people, and we've been in, and we've had nobody until he pushed us here to a stage that now we know that the government's under pressure. We know because Europe's listening, because they've tried to push us under the carpet and divide and conquer people campaigning, tire them out, not give us more delays and meetings and all the rest. There's no ignoring Europe. When Europe's coming after them, they're going to have to get their house in order. That's the bottom line to me, isn't it?
And Paddy, where do the homeowners stand in all this?
Homeowners have done no wrong, right? That's the bottom line. I think everybody knows that. We've seen through the Europe's recommendations of what the government would need to do to ratify this here. We could see black and white that the homeowners have done no wrong. But the sad reality is, this here, of the government not taking it with urgency, has caused marriages to split up. It's caused suicides. It's caused children to be lying on unsafe homes, people living on condemned houses with mould on them. Like, it's shocking what our government have done to wash us under the carpet and to delay things. And we've seen with the power of what the ditch has done and exposed, everything has been done from the Attorney General. This scheme has been designed for failure and to be a big obstacle at every hurdle. Like, there's red tape, there's no upfront money. It's just been a living nightmare. Instead of turning around and saying, listen, this is a European crisis, this is a crisis here in Ireland. We need European aid. We need someone to rectify our wrongs. And that means me talking about the government. And no, they haven't. Like, in my eyes, we're at another stage now that's cost, what, over 2.7 billion and counting. It's going to be more. And there's nobody held accountable. No public inquiry. Like, that just defies belief alone, them two things alone. When you say that this is costing the state, the taxpayers, over 2.7 billion, and we don't want to find anybody accountable, and we don't want a public inquiry, that points to it that it is the government's fault.